Those were the numbers that you want to show. As we look at the evidence, how are we going to start coming to the 31-61? We have started in four major businesses. Our main started in our business, corporate business. We currently give us about 60% of our total revenue. Our financial services, which is inclusive of hosting and all other financial services that we will be looking into. Our existing business, which is a combination of CFG, services and DocTech, which are now CFG and DocTech currently subsidiaries of the post office, to create a logistics unit that is going to be a logistics unit that can be able to send out the phone in the country. And our retail business, which is primarily our retail outlet that are outside and people no money or food. In terms of packaging, the food stays in the food industry as a whole. We still have, in other countries, we have been experiencing the neighborhoods that are having people well. Even though within us, in the country, due to the economic boom and the growth of the economy, we have seen in the past 2 to 3 years, continuous volume growth that are going through. But we do know that they will have that, and the economic competition are exposed to that. Our customers are demanding more sophisticated solutions, targeted approaches to serve, excellent customer service. We still remember challenges in the huge infrastructure that we do, and we are still working very hard in terms of improving and meeting our expectations. The market has become more competitive in terms of deregulation, increasing the monopoly landscape. Dominant companies have offered complete service and product portfolio, especially in our logistics unit, but also seeing international competitors coming into the country and establishing themselves and preparing themselves to even render the proposal services and services that we are currently successful in. The other challenge is making access, providing access for all government services in our retail infrastructure. This is making sure that we can put up an infrastructure where people of this country can be able to access all government services at a very economic rate and at a very good rate. And that's the only question in terms of where can we locate our retail outlets to be able to deliver on their money. Expanding financial services requires a very good build-up rate, not only in financial services, but within our logistics unit. Because currently what we have are still based on the pool of students that we have. And we need to be able to ask our people to appoint their financial services who will be trained at the expectation that they will require check. But also regulations within the financial services industry require not only to ask them, but we have to go to a level and a safety that is required within the industry. We looked at our and looked at our vision and we emphasized that we wanted to recognize among the 10 top providers of food and related services in the world. So a lot of members should remember that our vision before then was to be the top provider in Africa. And we believe that we have reached that state and therefore we need to be able to look and visualize that at a much higher level of business. In terms of our mission, we will have able the nation to be taken to connect with the world by distributing information both financial services and government services, by leveraging our borders and embracing change, technology, and innovation. And we are driven by those values that we would like to see each and every employee of the post office as well, practice, and really implement those things. By having passion for customers and making that specific needs, contributing positively to our communities and environment, treating each other with respect, dignity, honesty, and integrity, recognizing and welcoming individuals and embracing that as we bring the latest to the country. Having looked at that, we then took a pause and said, with a changing legislative environment and landscape, we need to probably bring up other issues that we haven't before looked at and that are now coming into the fore that we need to address the post office. So the act, and there are issues that we have put in. I just want to highlight that each of them, CCC Act, we obviously put a history of the post office and also link examples of the thing that authenticate the service provider at the fact, and we need to be able to make sure that the people coming to the food processor, we can in fact implement that. The current process very clearly seems to affect our financial services and our constraints. And in terms of regulations, we've seen the Korea regulations that have been passed by Ikata last year, and therefore in our Korean logistics industry, we need to be able to comply with those regulations, and also in our financial industry, the FSC, Ikata, and the expense regulations. Having looked at the international ones, we still have to look at the universal postal regulations that are coming through. Because of the big infrastructure that we have within our fleet and our transport and the impact of the transport, the issues of churches are going to be quite important for us to look at, and how we impact food businesses in our business, our processes, and that we can impact in some of those different conventional requirements. What are the standards and conventions on the international front is a very sensitive environment that dialogue and putting our friends together. In terms of the mandate of government, what is it as a food officer that we tend to do to support the pillars, the four pillars of government? It is not only a participation in the economy, but we take our access to financial services through our food banks, through our bank device, participation in national banks, challenges in national regional bonds, and then we'll be doing the next one is going to be able to have a second call. And including capacity to deliver with the IT infrastructure, our retail infrastructure, contribution to a better world. We are highly involved with the SAFOA, which is the South African Food Organization, the Southern African Food Association, which is a target in terms of helping and really assisting other countries within the South African in bringing a food infrastructure within those countries, participation within the universal food union activity. What we then do ask was a strategic roadmap that was really put us into the future. And last year we said we needed to strengthen our business platform. In 2007, which is the coming year, we want to harvest the high components of our organization. Therefore, what our vision is that we put that from that will bring up new revenue streams, but also strengthen the capacity that we have within the ICT infrastructure, we need to be able to expand that quite significantly. And have a project new business platform in the organization going forward. In terms of the year data, leverage on past performance and achieve expectations during the budget of our traditional program. On the left hand side are things that drive our business, which is our operational excellence, customer intimacy, being a government system partner. A government part of the infrastructure that is that is expected that they will surpass what we have managed to achieve up to now, and improving our brand and positioning our brand as the image of the organization. If we take that and we then look at what we have planned for this particular year, we learned that what we need to do is to guide ourselves in this formulation of strategic objectives. Achieving top-line growth through the identification of non-traditional revenue, and we will be analyzing that in a few minutes. Continuous focus on our operational excellence, our service excellence, remains the key. Re-establishment of government as a trusted brand, and therefore becoming government preferred partner, providing access to government services, and building a high-performance organization for skilled and motivated staff. To be able to do that, we then took each and every business unit as already highlighted, and then we are going to then drive those core objectives through three main teams. We are going to defend our core business, we are going to identify our revenue, and more importantly, we are going to optimize our synergies that we do more with that. Now, within the main businesses that we reflect in our business, we will be introducing a direct marketing and mailing activities that are going to defend the normal traditional input of business. We need to improve our capabilities within second phase. We have already started with the implementation of ISO so that we can get the food office to be isolated and have the highest of quality. That will also help us in improving our quality level. Last year we had introduced into already implemented in the practitioner area that is simply successful. This means mail can be lost electronically, sent electronically from Cape Town to Johannesburg, printed in Johannesburg, and distributed, mail for Johannesburg is printed in Johannesburg. That will save on cost, improve efficiency, allow a separate delivery time, but also improve efficiency for our customers. We have launched what we call our electronic bill to the central payment, which is our food bill unit. Through our food bill unit, we have launched our several programs that we started with. We are doing our box online, and we have now started in terms of certified payments that we have done in several municipalities. We just started with the community, and we are expanding that to that. So people can now pay their certified online. And we can also go and fill it out and go and take in the food process. Therefore, it expands the list of the for equivalent, for example. Most of the credit funds that I have been paid, almost 60% of the credit funds that have been paid through the system, are paid outside the equivalent family. And are paid all over the country. We have, in terms of expansion to government businesses, now we have a penalty to self-indirect services that will be doing that business and keep on increasing and implementing our international business and partnership for other social operators and with other social operators in the world, but then for other companies to just decide to do that. Mailroom management, if you do mailroom, is a social officer skill, and we have to be able to share that. We have done it with the 300 of former friends, and we'll be expanding them to other departments and other institutions that can be able to do that. But as we do and introduce this diversification of revenue, one of the things that we look at is that we need to say, as we introduce this thing, how can we manage our, optimize our synergies, be able to do more with that. We did indicate to the committee that said that we will be doing operations within our merchant center that we have in the three major merchant centers that we have. We will be currently dealing with our mechanization of our international platform to be able not only to recognize but to also deal with issues that are apparent within the customs. For example, sharing of parcels, making sure that not illegal parcels come through into our system and being able to report and work together with customs from there. Transport and harbor standardization is going to remain a key driver for us because transport is a second cost, a higher cost that we have as a food service. We will also be looking together with other relevant stakeholders in terms of our food code review, which is currently circulated. And in fact, there's an expansion of areas and within Cabernet, and in fact, there's an expansion within the country. Our transport is running out of number, so we need to be able to review that. But that's a huge problem that we need to do with government and business as a whole, because it does have a very huge economic impact within the country. Within our retail network, we have spoken about the expansion of the tunnel network, and that's still remains, as I have earlier indicated, that we'd like to reach a ratio of 1 postal office to 10,000 citizens within the country. We are currently sitting at 1 postal office to 18,000 citizens within the country, and we want to be able to reach that level. Obviously, within our retail outlet, the issue of training customer service levels are key, as I think a lot of members of the group that the biggest challenge that we had was to come to our retail outlet. The strength that we did not exactly what we expect, and people come back and say, really negative person. So that remains an issue and a direction that we actually continuously have to be putting effort into. Expansion of our KIC services, as we do, because this now allows people to be able to have access to ICT, which under the circumstances is not possible, mostly in the rural area. And now we are going to be able to do that. So, in terms of diversification of revenue, we have also taken a stance that within the retail outlet, we want to position it as a retail outlet that does not necessarily make profits because of the spread that we need to be able to cover. Therefore, we will increase our transactional businesses within our retail outlet. But all the targeted products are coming for those particular communities that we serve. For example, as we mentioned, within there, we will find that within the rural area, people may not be exposed to be on those heavenly substances. And therefore, that heavenly substances become heaven, or the same heavenly substances to those people who have to be different as a whole in terms of what we do. And in human life, we should be and to be perfect. In terms of closing, yeah, I have to put in point that we still maintain the right to get from the family. We still believe that the family is a co-captain directly connected to the market that we have been operating. And our idea of now being the market that we are from the family is not by itself for. It is still by the family, something that we should fight for. So our savings book, we have one that we can't have an investment, increase our reserve revenue, but then we can't have to say because we just respect offer our customers not much that have a services to go into the next year. But what we also like to do is to improve and put together a better proposition for government financial services for people to support. In order to do that, we have now come into some, we are in the second with several governments and let you just be share now with you, see what the countries that we have to share with you. We are currently in the discussion with the Department of Agriculture in terms of MAPISA, and we will be piloting with Mr. Marathian in terms of the MAPISA project. We are currently in discussion with the Department of Housing and also on the APEC fund and the other aspects things, and we will share that with you in terms of what that means. We are at a point where the discussions are now going to lead into MOUs, and we believe that with this government program, they are going to make financial services accessible and effective for people within the retail operations and hotels is best place to do that. In terms of hotels, however, we have presented that the hotel has there is an MOU between the Minister and the Minister of Communications. And in terms of the corporate transition trend of content is currently happening. Probably just to share with the youth members in terms of what the facilitation model for the content that financial services will be, is that we will be looking at the issues around social grants, that we are also currently discussing the data and the requirements of social development on the issues of the social grants. And as a member, we know that the tender of the payments that have been put out, and we will be participating in that. But also just to open the other financial services, what the business will be doing at the post office. As far as government financial services after the government financial services is being put through. So in terms of the business model for our financial services, it is looking at that we will be able to do that. To be able to put out that model, and this is the discussion we've seen with the Department of Health, the Department of Community and ourselves, including the Department of Community. So you might have decided to say we see you in full strength. We are having a student from member state of Patron and the Bank Association, which took some limitations in terms of our consultation. If activities are related to the Postal Act and Postal Service and Postal Regulations, therefore it is not allowed to participate in the income payment system that we have in terms of that they can be. Postal Bank is not allowed to participate and has been exempted from the Postal Taking Institution. But then what that means is that Postal Bank is not allowed to issue payments that tax and other things that we do, and the Postal Bank activities are limited to Postal Taking. But through the Postal Foundation, we will be able to address those issues, and therefore, in order to fulfill the government vision that was put for Postbank, as set out in the White Paper policy, we need to overcome the challenges and be able to deal with that. And the Postbank conservation plan is addressing exactly those issues. In terms of the migration, what we have agreed on is that we will establish Postbank as a profit center, which is a phase one. We are currently on phase two, where we are saying the plan for the corporatization is now happening, which is now in 2010, where we will have put up plans established in Simple Trade and Future Subsidiary of SAFO. But all the things are proposals that will then be discussed within the PDR team in terms of that, where the main business will be the corporate change, the set up in the money transfer, the deferral of the deferral of direct payments. And we will then be looking at that. And once the corporatization process has finished, we will then move into phase three, where Postbank will be actually tested in Spain. If we then move back into that, we will continue, however, with our continuous improvements and improvements in efficiency, the new services, some of them, systems and processes that we are now in place currently be able to operate efficiently and deliver on the current numbers that we have. In terms of logistics, as members will know that when we came into this presentation, one of our biggest challenges was the performance of COG. And I think the CFO will come in and tell us about it in a later stage. But we have seen a huge turnaround within our CFG group. As of today, the number of the turnaround that we are expecting and forecasting towards the end of the year is that first we're going to deliver a compared to the loss that we delivered in terms of last year. How are we doing this? Development and implementation of marketing strategies that we'll be doing next year. Continual service improvement, digital service improvement, moving from 76 to 96% in the current year. And just a thorough product analysis of our products and of our industries to customers. Diversification of revenue, we are looking into logistics and warehousing, strategy development, where we can offer a full logistics unit as most of our competitors are doing this, and this is where we are the major gap is, and growth of market share. We will, however, continue and improve our efficiency to recognize our central network, our frontline network, and effectively can upgrade our infrastructure and the processes. We have introduced and then put together the services model. Within our services unit, we still have within our services unit, we still have our processes, and therefore the upgrade of this kind of work environment and our take up is even on that compliance is of key. Improvement of our supply chain, and in the past year we have seen we put into processes we just in one week and look at where we have found in our supply chain functions. And start with the entire group of services and we've seen very good results around that. Implementation of sustainable business practices, and I think for the first time we can say we are now being rated and how empowered is that, and the post office is really being rated that we are looking but as we look at our infrastructure, this vast infrastructure within the post office and also the mail center is now putting and one of them develop a proper strategy, proper strategy in terms of how we are going to manage our properties. As you know, in most of the properties they are major assets, and therefore how you really manage your properties in order to improve your balance sheet and to look at your models is something that is very key. And the development of a transactional shared service model for us to optimize our synergies and to be able to cut off the bureaucracy, the processes and other things that we have. We have implemented the sunset type model that is coming into effect the first of April. Therefore, when you talk about the mail business, we will now know the full cost of the mail business and we'll be able to measure the mail business. Currently, the one that we can measure on the network is on their own, the logistics. So we need to be able to put the mail business, the retail business, and say, in terms of the retail business, this is exactly how the retail business is going to be performing, and that will be implemented as of the first of April. Now coming to support services, where we the most of the things that are seeing here is have to do with the people, our IT, our finance, and our brand and our sales and marketing force. What we have decided to do is having to realize our major weaknesses in the issue of employees and people. We needed to put together a special process that ensures that recruitment, we can recruit the right skills, we can retain the right skills, and then be able to grow the skills within the post office. Therefore, there is a huge process that we have put into that. But secondly, we have also looked at a very positive employee wellness program that we have put into to make sure that as employees that are in the post office, their wellness and their work is taken up in a very positive manner. For us to go through, and we have started with that, for example, the issues around HIV and police, looking at policies and reviewing that to make sure that we can be able to take up for it. Looking at the impact that We have looked at our population and vulnerability and minds is quite a lot around them. And then we sit down and say, now as I see move up the care, we need to come to a point where I see create a position and vulnerable class of citizens. For example, I can make an example about the PICs which are later coming. When people go into PICs, they find that they are not going to wear it. What is happening with us from our IT? Control center, they cannot be the right of team with CIC. Now, this is then also our network for us to be able to do and not exactly and be able to respond as quickly as possible for them. In terms of our total IT infrastructure spend, we have looked at putting together IT infrastructure that is the requirements that we have for the next coming 3 years will be almost about 300 million. That's why our IT infrastructure for us to be. So we
are the same. What to do that? I think members are trying to browse through their documents to find some of the slides that they have now. And they are not there. I think it's important to explain that they are not doing it.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it's confusing them for the
course. All right.
Some of the slides that you discussed here are not there. So let's say some stuff is coming in.
I'm going to link when the membership of this is regarding the details of the things that we have, that are not in the text that we have given to you, but they will be left on the electronic a process and a system that can allow us to book and effectively look at customers in a different way than we currently do. And we have then looked at what we call a customer relationship model and customer relationship model, but also management of our customers. So for that, we have looked at a system that will allow us to effectively consolidate our customer base, have a view of our customers from an individual to a group and be able to pay that money for services to customers that they want to have them. So this is our CRM process that we are going to put in place. Issue of the implementation of a new of an enterprise system with the stack. It is an upgrade of what we have and our new point of sale system that will allow us to have our customer services data for going forward. In terms of the brand, as an issue in terms of the brand, we have in the past year done a study in terms of how best can we position the brand of the South African Post Office. And we have come up with proposals that we still are dealing with internally through the board and going to go to the ministry in terms of just looking at the Post Office brand and taking it for example, we find that within the international world, when you come to the Arunas of South African Post Office, or we actually see our vendors post office, but all post offices in the world are called post office. So we cannot try to differentiate ourselves. So what we have come up with is that we want to put input and a monolithic way within the group. That is going to cover not only the traditional post office, we should look at our financial services group, and look at our Korea and our logistics code. And those are some of the examples in terms of the thinking that we have around putting together the brand and how we're going to look at it. So as you look at it, you see a unison brand. That means that this is a post office, including in subsidiaries, and a unit, uniting mother brands. And therefore, from the mother brand, we then have transition for the subsidiaries and the business units that's going to drive that through. The reason why we decided to go to logistics is a single-minded person has made to do the same. It is the most cost-effective because you don't have to be dealing with different brands and you can deal with our crew to one brand. We
Big cost for the business, and we projected crude to be around about $55. The projection is that salary increase and salary settlements over the current financial year will run at around about 6.8%, and you can see that is above inflation. So there will be continued pressure on our biggest cost, which is obviously our people cost, and then GDP growth between 4.5% and 5% in the year. So in terms of the way we've constructed our revenue, I think the way we've managed to be successful is we've been relatively conservative in terms of our revenue projections, but continue to maintain tight control of costs. We're forecasting, in fact, we actually have received a tariff increase of 4.1%, as you're probably aware, which is below inflation, and we've managed to keep our tariff increases below inflation over the last 3 years. We are projecting a volume growth of 4% in our traditional mail order. So we seem to be bucking the trend somewhat, where we see international mail volumes going down. Our current year-on-year growth rate is 7%, and we're projecting 4% volume growth next year. As we try and diversify out of our traditional mail business, we are really focusing heavily on our non-traditional business, which is our retail, courier, and post bank. And we projected revenue growth of 30% in the retail environment, particularly on the back of pension payouts, and other revenue-generating activities in our retail business. We want to maintain the growth in the post bank, which has been growing around about 400 million rand a year, and we see that continuing in the next financial year. So that converts into revenue growth. For 2006-2007, that current financial year, we think we'll hit the 5 billion rand mark from a revenue perspective for the first time. And then the next financial year, going up between 7 and 8% to around about 5.4 billion. I mentioned that we are trying to diversify our revenue growth grow our non-traditional business. And you can see that we're sitting around about, if you look at our total business, 65% is in our traditional mail business, and the 35% is in the other areas such as bank, retail, and courier. Although we're trying hard to grow that percentage, you can see that our mail volumes are increasing and still growing, that percentage is staying fixed. Although we will be trying to grow that 35% to around about 40% going forward. On the cost side, we will continue to keep tight financial discipline on the costs. We're looking at growth of staff costs by no more than 6% this year. We're doing a lot of consolidation in the transport. In fact, our transport costs this year are actually going to be going down compared to last year. I think if you look at the volume growth and the increase in oil prices, petrol prices, I think that's an only achievement for the organisation. And then all the other operational costs, we're trying to take it around about the 6% mark, unless they are investments in terms of new business or revenue stream. So that converts into expenses for this year, 4.6 billion going out for the new 2007-2008 to approximately 4.8 billion now. On the CapEx side, we will be spending and investing around about 755 million in the new financial year. That's approximately evenly split between IT spend, which is very, very important in terms of maintaining our ability to deliver and improve our processes. And then obviously physical infrastructure in terms of our license requirements. We will be rolling out significantly retail outlets over the next financial year. You can see the property, 263 million. We will be looking at investing in new mail centers, in East London, Port Elizabeth, and in Bloemfontein. We'll also be looking at some changes to the post bank, which is currently located in Bloemfontein, looking at moving into the mail center that we're constructing there. On the IT side, we mentioned the project at the bottom there. You can see that we are investing in the point-of-sale system at 60 million, our SAP re-implementation at approximately 40 million, and including an overhauling our track and trace, which is obviously where we track our mail in the system. Where is the money coming from? You can see that we will be generating approximately a billion rand in cash next year. Our operations should generate around about 540 million. We have received in the current budget allocation some 350 million rand from the National Treasury in terms of subsidy to fund that universal service obligation and key strategic project, and then there will be cash brought forward of around about 150 million. So that gives us around about R1 billion. And we will, as I say, be spending 755 million rand on CAPEX. Our USO will cost around about 448 million next year. And then we'll be further strengthening our balance sheet by growing our cash reserves by about 100 million. If you look at our profit rate, our profit projection, profit achievements of the last financial year of 205.36%, we're projecting 8% for the current year, which ends at the end of March, end of this month, and then next year going up to 9% to 7.08%. As we mentioned, we want to be, our vision is to be among the top 10 postal operators in the world, so we do try and benchmark ourselves with other postal organizations. If you look, if you use operating profit surplus as a benchmark, you see that amongst our peers we are second to Australia, and we are actually outperforming the likes of the United States, New Zealand, the UK and Canada in terms of our operating results. In terms of the bottom line performance, we've broken it up into our core businesses. Our TSG, which is our courier business, including our speed services courier business, which is mainly the counter courier business within the post office. We're projecting that last year we generated a loss in excess of 40 million, a big turnaround there for a profit of 50 million, and 70 million rand turnaround. DocX continues to improve, although small, generating profits of 5 million, going up to 8 in the current financial year. The post office itself, last year we generated 291, we're projecting 252 for the current financial year, which means that from a total group perspective, for the year ending March, that is this month, we should be generating operating profits of around about 390 to 400 million now for the current financial year. This we're projecting in the next financial year to increase to 485 million now. Just a quick look at the ratios. Operating profit margin, as I mentioned, going up to 9% next year. Net profit margin going from 6 to 7%. ROA, or return on assets, although not where we wanted to be yet, but improving this year 6% and then going up to 7%. And our net asset value continues to show very, very strong growth, mainly as a result of the post bank and increasing deposit debt. 1.2 billion this year going up to 1.5 billion in the financial year. Then briefly, we have included the detailed income statement for you. You can see the operating profit for the total group, 390 million this year, going up to 484, and then that trend going forward up to 800 million in 2009-2010. DocX, as I say, relatively small, but really producing some spending results, and will be generating profit this year of 10 million rand. And then Korea Group, as I mentioned, excluding speed services, will be the loss going down from 62 million to around about 26 million. So, again, a dramatic increase in the loss and then moving into a profit situation for 2007-2008. There's a lot of numbers here, so I won't dwell too much on it. Just to say that the total, the big numbers here is basically the increase in investment. 2.9 billion to 3.2 billion next year, mainly as a result of post-bank, increasing post-bank deposits, and total assets now running at 7 billion rand for the new financial year. On the cash flow, cash flow continues to be positive. Operations will generate around about 400 million rand in cash, 490 million rand in cash this financial year, and then 378 million in the new financial year. And obviously that will in part fund the CAPEX of 755 million and then obviously grow our, at the end of the day, grow our cash and cash equivalents from 3 billion forecast of this year to approximately 3.2 or 3.3 billion in the new budget year. And that's from the chairman of hand back to the CEO.
Thank you, Robert. In terms of the World Cup as an indicator, we sort of wanted to even share with the members in terms of the World Cup, and especially around the September, which that we have gone, we're going through. We've had discussions with FIFA and discussions with SAFA in terms of the Western Coast of the members of the members that we did report that we had won the Philadelphia Temple, the last World Cup that was in Kenya. And the last Cup that was in Kenya, that was in the long term for Cup of Kenya. And what we have done as a Coast of is started to look at the Philadelphia services for FIFA. And some of you guys that you will see are the examples that you will show. The reasons and objectives behind it, okay, next time you can have an awareness of temples and collecting. And you know, these are the philatelic, FIFA philatelic unit that is looking at the temples and collecting unit of FIFA. To create this international awareness of the FIFA tradition for the World Cup. To promote the worldwide exchange of information and communication among students. And also to increase the awareness of strength, design, health, and outcomes. We have launched the system for 2006. That has happened the system that we see on top of the 2010 World Cup that we have done for this particular year. And then the design of the second one that will be coming in the next financial year. What we are doing with FIFA and the philatelic is to build up awareness as we go through. So we will see every activity that we have. Okay, in terms of 2008, we will be launching an international track book competition that will start in January 2008. And we are collaborating with those organizations, FIFA, UNICEF, Office on the Rights of Students, other schools, and the UPU. For the that will run for about 6 months in the coming year. And as we do that, we will then launch a commemorative stamp for 2008 as South Africa, together with the FIFA logo. And in 2009, we decided to put together an African soccer legend book, which is a story that will showcase African soccer legends as well as social trends related to soccer issues. By different African cultural administrations. This will be done within the Pan African Cultural Union together with CHEP and SAPOA and the UCU again. And this is also expected to run from next year, January to 2009. The time to 2009, we will then run the international center design team. Create the environment, show our performance for you and join your country, become the competition and we get to a point where people come and submit and you present their work at that point. What we are hoping to then do from there is just an example of what the concept might be coming up to say at that point. This is a ability which is just to take soccer into the country in terms of what we will be doing. And through this competition we are hoping to be able to raise this awareness, create the excitement, not only in South Africa, but within Africa and the world, about the FIFA World Cup in South Africa, and then distribute this stem together with FIFA internationally. And that's it. As the year comes and the 2010 approaches, we want to launch the largest soccer ball made from stem. And together with FIFA, sit down and say, these are the things that wherever in the world we will then be building together this largest transport that will then be put through. And that will go through to be completed just before the World Cup starts. And the aim of that is to also get it into the Guinness World of World Records. But to deal with it and with all the United Bureaus, with the UTU, and to make sure that the South African groups are to be coordinated together with FIFA and that part of the country. And going through that. And as you go through that, you then want to get to a point where South Africa will then say, when the World Cup starts, hopefully that will be the first Bafana phone, which will be the third phone of the World Cup. We will then be launching the last number 10 that will then be commemorating the 2010 World Cup. And as we look at it, we then say, what are the things that we need to be able to come down and do as we go through with our FIFA stamp. And what we have also included is the issue around our FIFA. prophet, and they have taken it and put it in their chapter, and I will not get into chapter 24 to follow them in terms of their things that they do. But for example, in the economic chapter around the creation of competition and labor for the economy, what is it that we are doing at the front of it, our benefits program, our ATLA program, but also coming in so that building units, the benefits around the different people in terms of getting them into their services. Those are the kinds of programs that we should be saying. Focusing on what they retain infrastructure in terms of what we want to be able to do, but in terms of the public investment, we are looking together with them in terms of looking utilizing this as an alternative to connectivity for our retail outlets. Equipment development, our daily procurement policy, improving access to microloans through the fact that we can work with and allow people to have good access to systems within the post office. And as we go through in terms of different job data, we have looked at exactly what is the definition we contribute to each and every social job data, utilizing our best infrastructure, but also looking at the people that we have within the post office. How are we going to make sure that the comprehensive healthcare and general wellness programs are being put in place for us to contribute to those issues under the class balance that we go through? In terms of the international relations, we have spoken about the strength of the African Union in practice and our participation in SAPOA. We should go ahead with a beautiful conference within SAPOA around May in Zimbabwe, in looking at it as a post office. They are not only home to SAPOA office, but they are fighting in the activity. And those are some of the other arguments that we have with all other UC instructors. But what can we get with money transfers, encouraging money transfers between our Southern African countries, within our public transfers and organizations that we can already talking about the World Cup. We have had many types of different management. We are currently working together with other governments, but all the other stakeholders that I want to include the issues that are being created in the country in terms of utilizing the food process, not only in infrastructure, but in capacity to handle some of the financial transactions and be able to say we could be able to get it from the global and the public. Our learning from the platform has or our learning from the procurement has been allowed to put us in a position where we can interact here in infrastructure that we utilize to facilitate the big infrastructure that is coming out of the country. And next is the issue around the system planning. And I would just like to then go back to our slides in terms of our presentation. In conclusion, Jefferson is very wise to say, despite the dynamic environment that we find ourselves in, we will continue to navigate and communicate successfully our intentions, not only in terms of our strategic presentation, but also demonstrate that in terms of the work that we have to do. We want to make use of intellectual facilities to be synonymous to our product of us. To continue to reduce cost and increase productivity, as in our income numbers have indicated that. To drive the performance and customer satisfaction to new records, as we have never seen before. Continue to focus on productivity while identifying the services. But we will continue to use technology to achieve our goals. And in order to do this, we need an energized,
customer who comes with force, that is going to deliver whatever it takes. And thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I thought you were this way. I'm going to be members to engage with the organization, but don't be losing any cost. You're going to just organize yourself. If there is anything on the FIFA coming back, we address it, but we are sure that we'll cover all things. What you haven't told us is what are the concerns that you might have. You sound like you just don't share the goal. If there are any things that you can see and any type of challenge, it's important that you can talk about the situation. But I'm not going to feel that you do it now. Let me go to members to engage with this one, break it together for tea and come back. We are equally surprised. One member can look at me and they must not hold a question to engage me. If they can do it by 1 o'clock, they go home. If they do it by 12, they go home. But this is what happens.
Sir, thank you, and I will not take the vote of the TC to discuss the internal problems of the Microsoft script and all those things that are very fortunate to come and speak with presentation. And I want to say it's always a joy to receive a 2-hour presentation in hours time. Thank you for that. It's a very enthusiastic, hard-moving presentation. I can appreciate that. I usually thought the clicks was when they're doing integration of clicks on some of these things. Thank you for sorting that out. Cheers, I think there's a very professional way of presenting the two contracts. I want to thank you for that. Well, that is also my experience. I am very seldom going to photo offices. That I mean maybe 2-3 times a year. And there's one thing that I've noticed over the last couple of years is that the normal surveys and difficulty in terms of good service, counter service, have almost disappeared. But there's one thing, in terms of branding, in terms of your counter service, not the personal thing I'm talking about, the commercials and the partners. But it's caught my attention and I've had to renew a post box, so I have to go in there for one other reason. But it's a much cleaner place to go now. They don't used to be, and they've been cleaned in the last couple of years. Many days I'm living in pots. I remember when I was a young man in the old imperial country. Focus was about the worst service delivery ever had in government. I know the post country or the post country. But of course, this efficiency also leads to another problem now, and I am not, as a minister of people, I can't be too well to represent, but I need to say to you that the efficiency also of the mail delivery has now made it very difficult for the traffic offenders to claim that they find got lost in the mail delivery. Apart from the fact that they complain now of your plate as well. So that's also another problem. Sure, but I'm going to just come inside him up. Just one specific question I'd like some more information on, that's a subsidy. You're a business enterprise, you still get 308 million subsidy from Treasury. I've read the documents and I see that in terms of the subsidy we're talking about, subsidy, you get the subsidy, and you talk about subsidy expenses for this year, for the year that's about the end of 2040, and if you look at the years coming to the same. In other words, there's a subsidy and approximately half of that, or even less than half of subsidy expenses. I'd just like to know what you mean the subsidy expenses. The subsidy is given to you by Treasury to fulfill your universal service obligations. I'd also like to ask some information or just some remarks as to if the subsidy is properly ring-fenced in terms of legislation to you see, we can't get to a situation where we get to a point where we say, if we look at this slide, we talk about built up of cash reserves and enormous profits, all these things. And these things are made up partially, or at least half of that, are made up from subsidy from Treasury. So I'd just like to know how you work with this. I also saw that there's a subsidy brought forward. Was that the case also in the past? And I find difficult. I find it difficult to understand if they should be a continuous thing that we don't utilize is something that the religion will still take out. Because that's not the way we do this with the religion. So please, I need a lot more information that the chair and I might probably come with rhetorical questions in that one, so I'll concentrate on that.
Thank you. plan was in 2016 to strengthen a business platform in Asia, I believe, from the creditors. Did you do that?
Number.
not the only one. It's probably the only number. But when you put that number, you're supposed to say it's not the only number, and it's not related to that number when you got that number. So people should know when they can call that number, but complain and create or whatever with the post office. These are the problems. You need to do that number. You can't just pick up the number and you know, inform a person. These are the complications, you should call that number. Thank you.
Let me start with the talk from direct perception. We do see computers that talk from direct perception. We do not have the information that comes from direct perception. We speak to them. The information remains with the from direct perception. So we just have to do that. But what we do have as a post office, we have two programs. This is our postal code that locates and then is available electronically on that post office website. We can go in and be able to electronically come through with it. In the next coming few weeks, through our tutor, we will in fact be launching an SMS lookup for the postal code. So you can SMS the area that we are in, and we will send you back the postal code area that you want to be able to get. So that will be launching in the next coming, in fact, in April. We will be launching that with all the mobile operators so you can be able to get it from the electronic data that you have. But further to that, what I understood in terms of that, we have a database of addresses that are not just 2,000 people, but addresses. We do have our address database because that's how we do our business. That is how we should be able to know what we're going to do. Within our address database now, we are about 80% in terms of the completion of the system. And through that system, what we want to be able to do is to come in and launch an issue of tracking of a technology to be able to track their addresses. For example, you move to another address, you need to notify all your people that you have to do this. You don't have to go individually. You can ask them to support your business to notify them of your electronically of your change of address and things issues like that. But also for us, in order to be able to do our processes, price efficiency. Currently we have about 7 to 13% of our mail in what we call the sending centers because the addresses are not correct. The reason might not be that the address is not correct, but we have moved from that address but have not communicated. Once we have that, we can be able to check it and send it to you so that we can reduce that because that address is a cost to the post office in terms of the rework that they have to go through. And number two, we do have our own section within GP that then deals with the issue of the mail that has not gone through the post and in terms of the university. So from that database of our addresses, what we call our postal university database, we will be able to efficiently improve our processes within mail, but also offer services to customers in terms of what they want to be able to have in terms of the tracking of their mail. have spoken about the postal agencies and it has been given to us quite a few times as in the portfolio committee, and that's why I apologize for having cut the presentation time. And so that's what we need to share with members. The retail postal agencies have been one of the biggest challenges that we have in terms of, we have not created the standards in terms of the services that are going to be there. The issues around contracting can differ from one agency to the other. The second type is that the services that are being done there are not quite modified in the way that we want to have them. And what we have put together in response to that is that roadmap that we take in terms of that, the next time we find it again. We want to be able to have done and developed a process and a framework on how we are going to contract out the issues around the physical agencies, and especially where exactly we locate and how we manage the exclusive agencies. But more so, how do we capacitate them? Not only exclusive agencies, but bring them back together with our SMMEC development program that we put through, and also expansion of the PPP within the post office for them. So we are hoping that every June we'll be able to tie up in the third quarter with some of the postal agencies. What we're going to do is look at the traffic that goes through those postal agencies and tie up with those traffic postal agencies that are there, and be able another basic problem that we have to get payments into the postal agencies, develop them in terms of the contract policy that we are going to do then. In the second year, which is next year, the next time we come here, we will then be rolling out the programs for all our postal agencies. So the plan is in place, and we will be coming back in terms of which areas are we going to be discussing this with, and so that we can be able to monitor together the postal community where the things It is true that in terms of the postal agencies, they differ in terms of public services from area to area, from postal agency to postal agency in the public to the room because we recognize the significance of the post office system. And any other initiative to get from that is actually behind that because we have made something from the room, the location of the room, and to be able to get most of the things that we want to do with the post office system. And they make a significant part of the tourism within the world of the country. Because I had the impression that we had changed that impact that it only comes in our own. Always kind of that is not going to cost customer promotion, but I stand corrected on this to come back to find out the second
regulation. Thank you. Can you share us what are the relevant geographies of the government? Just what you have to do for the government. So that we can also appreciate what he wants us to tell you in this situation. At this point, I think we have to come back to you. The seventh day. We should see the capacity for us to
that we don't know what that is. What do you do? I'm really, you know, prefer to be out here. How do you know about it? How do you know about it? And how long does it take? And I think the creator, so I appreciate you for that. You could be written down for your question. The second issue that you without the subsidy which government gives to them. Certain, you know, the monopoly concessions and the rest that have been given to the interest rate, it will be made that looking at what you are changing or thinking what changes. Now, as a politician from a political perspective, you would think that official things are that we come up with a new logo, that is the brand of the business that they do.
look and feel of the push. What we have presented to the unborn is a chance of a grand condition. This is a consolidation of about 16 brains that are in the post office. What is in the glass of brains? Really, if you don't see an SPS brain, you do not see a system of brain, you don't see a docket service, it's very different than what happens in the brain. It's just that consolidation is not a brain. If one part of the company is going to be able to buy the currency or the other currency, but they can do it. Every cent, the other currency can be considered as a currency. We are merely implementing the currency on to the costing of the budget that we have aligned with that. As I explained to you that in the first quarter of the new calendar year, we will begin the first analysis and cost implications of what the brand position is going to be as we go forward. And then we will come to what we are going to analyze and as we progress. So I truly do hope that whatever things will come through, there will not be a single problem. Because one of the things that we should be doing is the post office has a team of reactive, let's say, and that's why we see a team of reactive. So the post office is not only with five reactive, it's a team that exists, that drives the contribution and continuity of the team that is high percent for us to be in the So if we're an event listed to the issue of the retention of skills and being able to attract them. What we have gone through in this particular area around our income policies is exactly programs that are looking not only at attracting but retaining critical skills, but also looking at successful training. We will be at the beginning of the year having to produce to the board of staff successful training on the top level of leadership. We are having to put in an identifying those skills and identifying the competencies that are required to be able to ensure that. And that will hopefully deal with the issues of making sure that people stay. But also reviewing, and I think the board has gone a little bit extra in terms of making sure reviewing retention policies of making sure that people that have the skills and competencies and extra skills that people are asking. So and not only at the domestic level, it goes down and up in terms of the different management board that we have. I will ask Mr. Gill to help us in terms of the medical aid when I finish with the issues about the medical environment. And hopefully, the shareholder will also ask us in terms of a policy perspective for whether the monopoly for you know why kilograms is something that today that we could be doing the same. Anyway, the reality of what the other potential of the is that we are indeed quite aware that that exclusivity will not be a process that remains all the time. And as we are looking at the identification of our revenue, it is we currently have, through our labor union, and
and quickly
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the privilege of serving at the 30th when I look back to where I come from, for myself, for example, you know, there's one person in this place. If you walk down other places for a country that there was a first person there for a girl down, Seventh Square was a first person there for a girl down, Transport was a first person there for a girl down. We spent all of the funds and found the capital around it. Now, if you look at the Gaza case of treatment, the worldwide Gaza report 19 among all the people last year, the worldwide process of prison has been effect in the Gaza. Look at the Gaza report, the worldwide, the worldwide intervention of Gaza. What is all the places of protection? My second question is with the few that I mentioned, Gaza, Israel, Lumen, they are managed by contractors. Israel, for example, when my computer was in this, the government of Africa was in America, they two kitchens. All of our employees there are the contractors. Those contractors, they start working there, don't even know who the contract belongs to. That's different. They're employed there, they work all out, no one's complaining for any problem. They don't even know who they are employed because they take some contractor from China to do it. What they know back is that when they have a complaint, they are told if it's too hot, the other question, last one. What happened to your positive mind of people that you used to show up on my little arms in our own? What happened to them? Thank you.
Please try to deal with the issue and I
good to live out of people.
What are the implications of that?
Before my colleague said that the president has said to us that he will still come back for more years than he will be in the mountains. About what are the operations of the Portuguese Commission? How regularly they need money of the day when they send the attendance the holidays. You can just give us an idea of what's happening there now. But we need more details. I don't expect this to be a brother. Right. But you have to just give us a brief response. The role of Sunday, they say, the main reasons why
I think I'm going to ask
is that maybe the focus the last couple of years or the last 2 years have been so much on getting to a viable economic, viable enterprise that we're actually negating on our USO obligations, or United Service, Universal Service obligations. Now maybe that by itself is a necessity, in other words, to get in the proper economic footing before you go there, or before you're able to roll out that property. But my problem is, if you talk about the types of profit you are making and you are forecasting and making, and this 919 million rand over 5 years unutilized government subsidy. Of course, gee, there's a warning light at the back of my head, and that comes back to last year's, the last meeting that I think. In that annual report, there's a remark about the ability at some stage to look at the equity part. That would be a private equity part. And there's almost $1 billion of taxpayer money lying around somewhere in their coffers by the time they privatize the technical position where there's equity partner from the private sector. That would mean that eventually taxpayers' money, of which we are the guardians, would have been moved into a private-public partnership. Now, I don't think that is that's a tender of suggestions. But I think we need a proper, maybe for the discussion as well as the report. I was only, I was in my room to just drop down my remarks and we can get to that in mind. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether some of those problems, trying to determine
lot of work that we've been doing in the past 2 years to ensure that we can upgrade some of our hardware. There's a pilot that has been mentioned, for example, the performance we were collecting, for example, to instance to make a pension or change manual or expulsion, because that's a good thing before we can actually get paid. We were collecting from manual to electronic, so that we can have about the information that comes electronic and more accessible. The issue of access to cash also does provide a challenge, because we do have good bank cards and people go to an agent, get the agent cannot perform and plan and facility. The whole center creation we all provide will also form part of what our facility actually to keep up the agent. But there's also opportunities of the ATMs and ATMs in those facilities where there is an agent to ensure that people can have access to cash in an agent, even if it's not in such cash that first what would have happened as far as the agent. So a lot of work has taken place, and as you may know, that talent has come out with a group of like everybody else. But if we would like to extract that provider, we understand that we need to. And we need to the work that we've done in the past 4 years, what is the solution to improve the current 5% market share that we have, possibly to 6% market share in terms of payment of social funds. If we believe that we would like a better solution now to do more money than we have been doing in the past. But I do like to say the way I need to do a lot of work to make sure that we can provide a service.
Well, as far as the content, I think it's good to be in the Australia, in the industry, and the federal committee is going to be on the issue. We do have a sense and the process that they're going to be by the example, and I'm sure that our
you might at some point have to consider with the act of
confused. But it's so helpful now. If you get us 10 around the Korea Press Group, then it has a new equity to me, and the faculty to have a whole case that is a public domain. And I think that would be awesome. And that's our special hotel. Thank you.
Well, the shareholders have come. So I think they just to remain in one. I'm sure they have a confusion in the discussion. They really want to call.
Two questions. One, the president is all about the general.
What we like to do is we get some from the professor that we can analyze.
For example, what we currently in the program together with anybody who is here is the process of solution decision. We are looking through our public works, a central public works program, how we can detect how we can put the drug chain. This can I do. The state has been together on public works on that EPWC in terms of making sure that the people who have not had the opportunity to take this and are going to come through for that. We are currently having a lab program in terms of that we can do yet. Besides engaging with the EPWC, we are also looking at just for starting programs like the Mapuche program, the municipal partnership that we have. Within the program staff in terms of how we can better the program to contribute to one program that we set at the beginning of property. And if I have running through the senior system, I was saying, I did not say I was able to concentrate on some of these issues. There are elements that we understand we need to be dealing with. And we are saying in terms of the just part of the sector that we are going to be looking at in the next year to go through and put and implement for the food service.
I want to thank you very much, and I share the point of the message. Any questions from the community? Your patience. And I can tell you now, it's so deliberate. It's so deliberate, not asking many questions, because we're going to have a 15-minute session with all the stakeholders, including ourselves, we can't get through. But thank you for that. It's quite exciting. We do share the excitement with you. But we want to make sure that we're not overwhelmed by the conversation. We must ensure that we do the patient. We do the rollout, we do the service that we share, the things that go through. So thank you very much. And let me my conversation very much. It always reminds me that I have from this day for a while, whether it's for the store or for the food. Thank you. Thank you.